Hey, good morning, everybody. So good to you, and we continue on with Perek Yates of Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam again deals with some of the details here, where there are four chiyuve misa bidei shemayim, three that belong to one rubric, as we'll see, regarding the Navi, and one which is an extension of the halachos of a kohen be'avoda, but because it's a lava bami chalasein lokin alav, as we talked about in Perek Yates, the hara of the Kesef Mishnah. That the five categories of alav shein bo maisa and alav shenitan the tashlumin, alav shenitan the azaris misas bezdin, alav hanitak la asay, alav shebechlalos has this really a sixth. So this is the sixth that the Kesef Mishnah had alluded to, which is alav haba michal asay. So there's a little bit of the background here. Is when it comes to a navi, it says alav tishmaun. So that means a navi who is kovish nevuah, so he doesn't give opportunity for other people to hear, is nevuah. Or a navi who's or a person who's over al devei navi, or a navi that's over al devei atzmo, was chayav misa bidei shamayim. And then we have in Parshas Kisi, so the Parsha of the Kiyor, the Torah says bevoam elol moed yirchatzu mayim v'lo yamusu. Yirchatzu mayim is an asay. So lo yamusu means if they don't do it and they're mishares or they're ba'al elol moed b'li kedish yadayim v'raglayim, so the chayav misa bidei shamayim v'rachatzu yadayim v'raglayim v'lo yamusu v'hisal lahem chol kolam lo zara l'darosam. So that's a lava bambi chalsi. So let's read the Rambam inside, and then we'll be able to give a hiara, and maybe there's just a little bit of chomer ledrush if you want for Yom Kippur as we look ahead. So mishamish below kiddush yadayim v'raglayim afal pishu chayv misa inol lokim nishim mitzvah saseh. Right, as we said, v'rachatz v'yadayim v'raglayim v'chein navi shekavash nivuaso shavar al devei atzmo v'over al devei navi afal pishu shosh tam v'misa inol lokim shehein ba in michal asay shenemar elav tishmaun v'lav abba michal asay hareyu ke'asay v'ein lokin alav. That is to say, these are averos chamuros, right? We're talking about a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. It's one step down from karis. But because it's not a brazen violation, meaning God said, don't do this, and you did it anyway, right? So it doesn't meet the tzura of malkos. So this, again, really highlights the idea of malkos makom misa omedes, that you can only give malkos in a situation. A person has done something so brazen. So if the Torah said, you should wash, and it's really important that you should do so, but you didn't do so, so you're not getting malkos for that. No, you get malkos maridus. As the Lecha Mishnah points out, he says, even though it's cited in the Gemara, that HaKovesh Nivuaso gets Malkos, but that's clearly Malkos Maridus. Okay, so again, that really amplifies the idea that Malkos, you would think that's less, right? And it is less than Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. That Gufa is the point, right? Because the whole notion of Malkos is only when a person really egregiously violated through an action, or a specific lav, not a lav shebichalos, etc. So lava bami chalasei is outside of that framework. Just the one thing to consider, we know that Yonah, right, it's very clear, the Malbim makes this point many times over, that Yonah wanted to die rather than going to Nineveh to ask the, you know, to tell the people there basically to do tshuva. So if you think about it, Yonah is really the paradigmatic example we have in Tanakh of a Navi HaKovesh as nevuaso, or whatever his reason was, whether, you know, he wanted MS, as my preferred view, other people have views that this would make Klal Yisrael look bad, because, you know, Nineveh is doing tshuva, they're not doing tshuva, or they're going to destroy Klal Yisrael, whatever you think the reason is, but he's a Navi HaKovesh as nevuaso. I think the deeper pshat in Sefer Yonah is that he knew that he was a Navi HaKovesh as nevuaso, he's Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim, so he went into the Arkasei HaSvina and hoped that God would drown him, and you know, in Perek Aleph, he thinks he's going to get his way, because as he says, Sa'uni v'hitilinu el hayam, right, that the Hashem brought this storm, and hopefully it's to take my life, and menavi akovesh es nevuaso, and I deserve to die, misa b'dei shamayim, Hashem should come after me, but I'd rather have a misa b'dei shamayim that than fulfill this particular mission. But then Kaddish, he thought he could force a Kaddish Baruch Hu's hand, right? Navi akovesh es nevuaso, I should prove that God should be really a God of din. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you rachamim against your will, right? That is part of the drama, of course, of Sefer Yonah, which is shortly upon us.